What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans, and it is the final episode of Marvel Madness.
Marvel Madness.
Our MCU bracket of heroes and villains. So we are going to we have a couple rounds to do in this episode, but they're going to be shorter since there's less matchups. So we are going to finish up with rounds 3, 4, and the championship 5.
Champions.
So let's just get right into it. With the
rev up those fries.
Once again,
rev up those fries. So, the first matchup, Spider-Man versus Thor. This is going to be tough.
So tough. But you should know my answer by now. Thor? It's always going to be Thor.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always going to be Thor. I just think it's no question. I mean, His powers, too, are, like, one of my absolute favorite things about him. Like, you can just harness energy or electricity. Like, I always said my superpower would be, like, storms, if I could have one. So, that's basically part of it, all the lightning. So. But he's just tough. Spider-Man, he would cook Spider-Man. He'd fry him.
Yeah, he would. They haven't met yet in the movies, have they?
Oh.
I actually don't think they have.
Except, like, in the giant battle. Spoiler alert, yeah, in Endgame.
They probably did not even, like, see each other.
And probably the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's
true. That would have been it. I'm gonna go Spider-Man.
Oh, boy.
Ooh,
I want this to go down to the wire, and it's really a toss-up for me. I mean, we've discussed a lot about how Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man, but
that's true.
I mean, I don't know. There's just, like, even in Homecoming, just the vibe of the movie. I love his whole vibe where, like, he doesn't feel too old. Like, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans, like, he graduated high school in the first one, and then, like, was in college in the next ones. And I think Andrew Garfield was kind of the same.
He's, like, 80 years old.
Yeah. Tom Holland, like, is in high school still. Even at the end of the second movie, he's still in high school. So, I don't know. It's just, like, these movies have finally just, like, perfectly done Spider-Man. Perfectly done. But
perfectly done.
And that's nothing against Thor. I guess the only issue with Thor is that it took him, like, 3 movies to kind of get his place in the MCU. Because, like, the first 2 Thors, he was very serious. And the first 2 Avengers, he was kind of the same. He was funnier in those, but
I think that has to do with the directors, though.
It does, but, I mean, for the character, like, it also, I think, matters. So I'm going to go Spider-Man.
Ooh, so Ooh. It's up to Cub.
Wow. This is a lot of pressure. But I gotta go Thor.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I feel like we've exhausted all the all the rationale by the time it gets to me, or the third person. But, you know, I don't think Spider-Man would even stand a chance against Thor.
I think he would just be dead.
I can't really see a scenario where Spidey would come out on top. So this is the end of the road for him. I'm sorry. The tribe has spoken.
I mean, just think, though. Thor almost killed Thanos.
Wow. He did.
So, I mean, if he would have gone for the head, and then he did chop his head off in Endgame, spoiler alert, I mean, if he can literally kill Thanos, Spider-Man's just dead.
I will say, though, although it did take a lot more people, Spider-Man did almost get the gauntlet off of Thanos if one Star-Lord wouldn't have ruined it.
True.
Hey. But he also had like 30 people. Yeah, he had a lot of help at the same time.
Right, right.
So it is going to be Thor moving on to round four.
Ooh, boy. Round four.
So, Dina-ling-a-ling. So, region two. This is going to be tough. This could actually have been like a final. Iron Man. Well, I mean, it couldn't have been a final since it's heroes versus villains, but Iron Man versus Captain America. Now, I'm pretty sure in both, like, both of their first two matchups, they swept them, not going to happen, I don't think, in this one.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I can't guarantee that, but who would like to go first?
Well, I went first with Thor.
So. Iron Man versus Cap, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cub, you can take the lead.
Lay it on me.
I gotta go Iron Man. You know I'm an Iron Man fan.
I do know that.
Which, it's funny, because now we have the Civil War, for real. Here's the problem, though, or why I could see someone arguing for Cap is, well, maybe not. Cap is super soldier, so he was, like, altered.
Yeah.
Iron Man only has a suit.
Yes.
Well, he does have intellect,
and his
though.
Brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He's incredibly so smart.
So, I mean, it's really like 51-49 for me.
Yeah.
But I gotta go Iron Man. Just like the character better.
Well, mm-hmm. I can make the argument you were trying to find there for Cap, because I'm going Cap.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, okay. I can't remember if we've discussed this in the bracket yet. I mean, I know we've discussed it for Cap. Captain America has one of the best arcs in the MCU, where he goes from, like, being, like, super, like...
I said a goody-two-shoes.
Yeah, like, wants to fight for the country. Yeah. He's perfect, like, never questions anything. Yeah. And he's like that in the first Avengers, too. And then in Winter Soldier, he starts to question things. And then by the end of Civil War, he's, like, a fugitive. And... like, when he gets to Endgame, he kind of turns more into, like, a practical, like, kind of in the middle, where he's kind of back to being Captain America, but he's more, like, pragmatic.
He's learned,
right.
He's experienced life.
So, the reason I pick him over Iron Man is because they kind of do the opposite with Iron Man, but it doesn't really work as well for me. Where he starts out as, like, the really cynical, doing his own thing, and then he kind of gradually, like, becomes a team player. But then it feels really forced in Civil War that he's on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the story for Civil War could have been better. I think they chose the wrong thing to make them fight over, and that's why it's forced.
Yeah. Well, and, like... So. Like, in Age of Ultron, too, he wants to make Ultron to, like, protect the world, kind of out of, I don't know if it's out of guilt or, you know, what his reason is, but it's just, I don't know, his story to me feels a little more forced than Cap's. Cap seemed very natural.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna go Cap.
That's fair.
To provide the solution here... I'm going with Iron Man.
Oof.
It's tough. It's really tough because they are both amazing. And if Cap would have been the same way he was in the first one and the Avengers, like, it probably wouldn't be, but his storyline did make him so much better. But Iron Man is, aside from having the suit and being, like, incredibly smart, I mean, he is just as much of a leader as Cap, but he's sacrificed himself multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is true.
In Avengers, he's the one who takes the rocket up into space, knowing that he's gonna die. He goes onto the ship in Infinity War to, like, save Doctor Strange and stop Thanos, knowing that he's probably never gonna get back to Earth, and then he actually does die to save everyone, reversing the snap.
Wow.
So, I gotta give it Iron Man, because Cap, as much as he does for everyone, has not sacrificed himself in any way.
Man,
he's, I mean, except Cap's kind of the first one, kind of.
Cap's kind of selfish then. Just kidding.
Well, also care to add on, he they all really did an Age of Ultron where they were on the flying Sokovia.
Yeah, that's they were all, true.
But like, but that's so Iron Man, like all four Avengers movies. Like four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time Iron Man is the one who is allowing himself to die to save everybody.
All right. That's true. That was a very impassioned argument.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Going for the Iron Man, yo.
So the final for the hero side is going to be Thor versus Iron Man.
Wow.
Oh.
So next up on the villain side, we have Region 3, which is Thanos versus Loki. Mm. So I will start. You're going to be surprised, but I'm actually going Loki here.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, we've reached...
After your hatred of Loki.
It's not a hatred of Loki. But I don't know. We've reached the point where I felt like Loki was going up against villains that were better than him.
Hmm.
I thought... I have to say... Wait, guys, I have to change my vote.
That's all so right.
We're gonna start from
no,
region
just
three.
Leave it.
No, own it.
We need to see why you changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Own it,
well,
man.
I was.
You
very...
almost told us why you were gonna choose Loki.
This is a very common thing for me to do. Also,
that's all right.
You know, I was gonna go with Loki because. I was thinking, like, he is better than Thanos, but, I mean, Thanos still is a better villain. Like, the scope of what he was doing, like, he had his reason for why he wanted to decimate the world, or the universe, mm-hmm. which was horrible, but, like, he believed
it. He had
it.
A reason, yeah.
And one of the people that he uses in his plan... is Loki in the first Avengers when he first attacks New York. So I was going to go with Loki because he's such a good character. Like, I almost wish we could have put him on the hero's side because in the end he becomes one, at least like the original Loki.
Yeah.
But I got to go Thanos. I mean, I think the defining thing for me might actually be that Thanos used Loki in his plans.
Yeah, that's a great
that.
Point.
So that was a 180 for me. I was ready to go Loki, but
that's all
the more
right,
I thought about it.
Hey, I get it. What especially because we didn't prep for any of this.
Yes, we are kind of doing this one on the cuff. Off the cuff.
Yeah. Or on it.
Or on it.
Who do you want, Care?
Oh, I'm going with Loki.
I knew it.
I mean... Props to Thanos. He did exactly what he set out to do, even though, you know, I don't support his genocide.
It should go without saying that none of us are on Thanos' side.
We're not on Thanos' side. But he did do what he planned to do, and he did use Loki to do it. But, you know what? I mean, everything Loki went through that made him a villain, like finding out he was adopted, he was from this race that everyone was afraid of, and nobody told him, and, like, I mean, he had a reason for being a villain, but he had, like, and he was great at it, like, mm-hmm. I love bad Loki, like, he's so good, but, like, he is a character that has a ton of development, mm-hmm. like, even though his development turned him good, like, he was... just more well-developed than Thanos, even though we did get some good backstory for Thanos. I just prefer Loki overall. I'm going with Loki.
All right, Cub.
This is tough, but I'm going to go with Thanos.
Yes!
I knew it.
Finally, one of my arguments has won.
And that was a great argument. It was.
It was.
It is that Loki was used by Thanos. We have evidence of that.
That's true.
And
the blue eyes.
I mean, essentially, out of all the villains that we've talked about, Thanos has been the most successful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean,
he won.
Like, they had to go into the past to fix what he did.
Right. Yeah. Right. They had to go to the most extreme lengths.
Yeah.
Which
to reverse
is
it.
Which, of course, we all knew that was going to happen. But,
obviously.
But, you know,
snap,
for everything else, I mean, he was successful. So that's why I'm going with Thanos.
Going with what you said, it's like even watching the end of Infinity War. And I mean, I remember feeling it, but then I read it somewhere. But it's like, you know that, like, everything is going to be changed.
Right.
But, like, it's so devastating to watch.
It is.
Just watching them all disappear, and then, like, the original Avengers are just sitting there, and they're like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And through all of the other movies, they've always won, no matter
what. Yep.
And now he's the one that caused them to lose.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
All right. So, Region 4. It was a good run for Loki.
I accept it. I like him, so.
I mean, it took Thanos for him to go down.
That's true.
Right.
Kind of like the movie.
Oh.
Too soon. So, the final region, Region 4, we have Killmonger versus Hela.
That's tough.
This is a tricky one.
So, I'll go last on this one, because I've been kind of... I want to be the deciding vote, potentially.
You might not be.
I might not be,
but I'll take that chance.
Ooh, do you want me to go first, Care? Or...
Yeah, you can go first.
Killmonger versus Hela. Wow.
I think you've said that for, like, every time you say their names, and then you're like, wow.
Wow, I'm invested here.
Hey, I get it.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go Killmonger here.
He's so great.
He's so great. And, like, I just feel like he's super underrated.
Mm-hmm. He's honestly so good.
I honestly think if he wasn't killed in that movie, he could have been in so many other movies and done so much more damage.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
again,
hella too, but, like, I just feel like we didn't tap into his potential.
They could have even done something where he went against the Avengers or something.
Yeah.
Like, he could lead a group against
exactly.
the Avengers.
Yeah,
like, he was so good.
Well, they've talked about, I mean, it wouldn't really work as a villain, but again, we talked about it in the first villain episode. Since he was a king of Wakanda, he should be in the ancestral plane, so T'Challa could theoretically go, like, talk to him.
Yeah.
So he could at least be in it, but you're right. I mean, and aren't there teams, like, in the comics that are, like, villain teams?
Yeah, they could, like, definitely make some sort of team with him leading it.
Right.
Yeah, like, he would be so good. Care?
Yeah.
It is tough. I love Killmonger, but I also love Hela. I think I'm going to have to go with Killmonger. I could make a good argument for Hela, but I just like Killmonger better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Hela's great. She's super tough. She would kill him in a fight.
Like, immediately.
probably pretty easily.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Killmonger is just a dude. I mean, even before he takes the plant that gives them the powers, like, he's super jacked.
Yeah.
And he just, like, he kills T'Challa. Basically.
Allegedly.
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 All right,
but
well,
no,
so
I
won't
I
be...
Give it,
I won't be the deciding vote, but this will be the only one in round three that was a sweep, because I am also going Killmonger.
Wow.
It's just gotta be.
It's gotta be. And it's, like, it's one of those where, like, Thanos, we gave a really good... Or I gave a really good argument for why it was Thanos.
I gave a good argument.
Well, I mean, I feel like I swayed the vote a little. But Killmonger, it's like he just passes the eye test. Like,
yeah,
you don't really have to think about, you know, he's awesome.
Yeah, like, you don't really have to think too much about why he's just, like, better.
Right.
You're like, yep, he is. Okay.
All right, so... We're going to have a little musical interlude here. And now we are on to round four. So this is the final for each side of the bracket. The winners here will go on to face off for the championship or the title, whatever we want to call it.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. So the final matchup for the heroes, Thor versus Iron Man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go Iron Man because, I mean, the arguments that, like, were made for Iron Man against Cap were really strong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was just, I thought Cap's argument was better, but with Cap out of the way, it's kind of like Iron Man, I feel like it's gotta be him. And like I said about Thor in his matchup against Spider-Man, it took Thor longer to, like, even have kind of a character arc, and his character arc doesn't really make sense to me. Like, it's like, he's supposed to be King of Asgard, but now he just wants to be on Earth, but then he is gonna be King of Asgard at the end of Ragnarok, but then, like, in Endgame, he decides he doesn't want to be king, and then he goes with the Guardians. So it's like, I don't know what what his arc is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And
I think that's bad directing. I mean, like, too many directors.
Well, not and the issue with that,
to do with him.
It's like they just wanted to get him with the Guardians of the Galaxy, so, like, they stopped his arc. I mean, I don't know if it's intentional, but, like, his arc to me is just, it's all over the place. I'm gonna go Iron Man.
I'm gonna go with Thor.
Oof.
Every time I voted for Thor, I'm gonna do it again. But no, to me, Tony is tough, and Tony has sacrificed himself, but he's still just a human. And, like, Thor is, what, they said, like, 1,200 years old or something? Mm-hmm. Like, not only is he extremely powerful, but nothing can really, like, kill him. I mean, to me, it has to be Thor, because he can channel lightning.
Kara loves that.
And he killed Thanos. I mean, I gotta give it to Thor. He's just better to me. I know Tony had, like, a better story arc, but I think that's just bad directing. I think once Taika Waititi got a hold of Thor, he was just amazing. So
agree, but Thor. I mean, obviously I didn't vote for him, but all right, Cub's
the decider.
I gotta go Iron Man. Not even gonna draw this out, and I'm not even gonna argue for him because we already have. So yep.
We know that's he's your true. Favorite.
Yep.
Okay.
I get it.
So the finale, whatever you want to call it, for the villain side is Thanos versus Killmonger.
This is a surprising matchup.
It's surprisingly difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's
not for Care.
Difficult. Ooh, okay, Care. Who do you go?
I'm going with Thanos. I think. I mean, Killmonger he really wouldn't stand a chance. And I do actually. As I'm saying it, I'm switching it to Killmonger.
Wow.
I like Killmonger better.
Oh, man.
So, never mind. It's Killmonger. Thanos would kill him instantly.
You know, I like Killmonger, and I think he's made a good run, but I gotta go Thanos. And again, it's hard to argue against the success he's had. I think, you know, honestly, as characters just in, like, interest, Killmonger might be more interesting.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's more interesting, but I gotta go with just the oomph of Thanos. Yeah, so this is really gonna come down to Lyle.
It is. So let's draw this out a little.
Oh, boy.
So I gave the argument, you know, that Thanos actually succeeded in his plans and, you know, that he had used Loki to do it and that he was very developed. Killmonger is also very developed as a villain. And
he almost succeeded.
He almost did, and he kind of did anyway. In that he changed T'Challa's mind on some things. It's like T'Challa took the best of Killmonger's ideas and like adapted them. So I'm gonna go Killmonger.
Oh wow! Upset. And just
the
wow.
general, yeah, the general. You know, who's a cooler character? Who do I prefer? It's Killmonger.
Wow!
You That's don't why see... I changed my vote halfway because I do just prefer Killmonger.
Yeah, it's like you don't see the Avengers using any of Thanos' ideas.
Well, that's fair. That's probably good.
That's probably good.
Wow! Upset City.
Wow!
That, yeah. Oh, man. So that was the villain side, which leads us to another musical interlude. And this is it.
We're the back.
the final hero versus villain, Iron Man.
I'm surprised.
Tony Stark versus Eric Stevens, a.k.a. N'Jadaka, a.k.a. Killmonger. Oh.
Wow. Whoa. I'm surprised by this matchup.
I am too.
It's a good one.
It is.
It is. Like, it's really good.
I would actually really like to have seen them fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been really good.
I gotta go with Tony.
All right.
I just got to. I mean, like, as good as Killmonger is, I mean, Tony does have the suit. He is just more powerful than Killmonger is. I mean, yeah. He just would have to fly around and Killmonger wouldn't be able to get him. I just feel like he would beat him. And I like Tony.
I think I know where this is going, but to give him a chance, I'm going Killmonger.
Oh, man.
To be fair.
Leaving it up to Cub to crown the winner.
And you know I can't go against my man, Tony.
I know you can't.
It's gotta be the Tony.
I will say, and I am going Tony, but I will say that Killmonger, I think, could be a worthy adversary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think he could. I don't think that's a bad matchup in any way. I think it's actually a really good matchup. But the brains, the personality, and the suit, he's got it all for me.
I gotta tell you,
he's a billionaire playboy philanthropist.
I gotta tell you,
all without the suit.
In my heart, it is Iron Man.
Yeah,
I just wanted to give him a chance.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it really, like Iron Man. It almost sounds cliched for him to win this, but like, he's like the head of the MCU. He's Iron Man. Yeah. He started it all.
Yep.
He's been in the most movies. He's like the most important. He's smart. He's
all the funny. Sacrifices.
All the sacrifices. I mean, he is clearly maybe not the ultimate choice, but he is for sure a solid winner.
Well-rounded all the way.
Definitely for the MCU. Oh, yep. Yeah.
I wish Killmonger would have had more time and more movies to develop because he could have been... Like, it's really hard, like, to pick someone who's been in probably, like, I don't know, more than a third of the MCU's movies versus someone who is in one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
So, yeah, the winner of Marvel Madness is Iron Man.
It would have been interesting if it was Iron Man Thanos.
Because that's how it was. Yeah. I thought about that.
But... Yeah.
That actually might have been a better matchup, but... But Killmonger coming in second.
Wow, yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised.
It was a great showing. It's a great showing for my man, Michael B. Jordan.
Who packed on, like, how much extra muscle after Creed? That's so impressive to me.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. It's gotta be Tony.
It's gotta be.
Tony.
All right, so that's going to do it. The end of our four-part Marvel Madness. Who knows what our next episode is going to be about?
Because we don't.
Because we don't. But we will figure it out. I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans. Cub, give us some Avengers music.
I don't actually know the theme.
was that Game of Thrones? Whistle or intro?
I'm trying to think of it. I can't off the top of my head.
Anyway, peace out, everyone.